Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Hello, my name's Alia, and I'm here with...
Charlize. We have a huge wonder about how songs actually get stuck in your head. The answer you're looking for is called earworms. And they are not actually worms, but rather a fragment or a catchy tune that repeats in your head.
Don't worry. Earworms aren't deadly parasites that live in your head forever. But once earworms form, it is hard to get rid of the continuous loop that plays in your head.
But how long can earworms take to get rid of?
Earworms are a tough thing to get rid of, especially because they can last up to hours, days, and even weeks. Did you know, research has shown that 9 out of 10 people have experienced an earworm that has continued for an hour or more. Earworms can be triggered by listening to the same songs too many times or listening to music during a period of stress or frustration. I know a lot about these earworms, but I don't actually know what song can produce them.
I remember a few. Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, Can't Get You Out My Head by Kylie Minogue, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier, Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5, and California Girls by Katy Perry. These are the top 6 most common songs that produce earworms.
It's nice to know all about these earworms, but a burning question on my mind is how you can actually get rid of them.
Earworms normally disappear on their own, but some things can help get rid of them.
But what are they?
Listening to the full song can help, since an earworm is only a fragment of songs. Playing the whole song can break the loop.
Oh yeah, now I remember how to get rid of earworms. I heard chewing gum after listening to a catchy song can actually help remember the song less.
Although these techniques are helpful, if these methods don't work, try to think of a different tune or song. These methods don't have a 100% guarantee of working, but they can surely help.
Earworms are such a weird thing. I wonder when was the last time I've ever had one.
Well, that sums up our podcast, produced by Charlize
and Aria.